The Hackney was an interesting hospital because it was very much in the tradition of the London hospital's involvement. It was people with sort of, they had a mission to look after the sick, poor in East London, and the Barts ethos was very different, I think. So I found that there were lots of patients with very neglected medical conditions, and one had a lot of problems with patients who didn't want to come into hospital, or who didn't think the doctors could do very much to help them. The local hospitals always have a reputation that people die there. So most people have had a relative who died in a local hospital, and this makes it very difficult for people who aren't very ill to accept that they need to come into hospital to be treated.
Did the patients at Hackney Hospital differ from patients that you'd seen in other hospitals?
Yes, they had a low vitality, I think. I'd been in Oxford, where you'd see an 85-year-old patient who'd have a severe anaemia and pneumonia and get over it. And they'd got more to live for, I think, in Oxford than many of the patients in Hackney. Obviously there were exceptions, but there was a lot of illness related to respiratory problems and things from the East End of London, and a lot of heart disease, and a lot of ethnic minorities who might have very different concepts of medicine from the average Sunday Times reading member of the public. So there were a lot of Jewish patients, a lot of Caribbean patients, a lot of Turkish and Greek Cypriot patients, and one had to deal with all these different groups of people, some of whom had very different ideas of how you should do things with patients. I was criticised for telling a patient he was dying when it was obvious he was dying, and I thought he needed to know that there wasn't anything more we could do for him. This is a Turkish daughter who sent a complaint to the hospital about me telling him that he was not going to leave hospital. So you adjusted how you behaved to different groups, and depending on what the background was, but you had to be true to yourself in what you told them.